Today we are here in Seacrest Studios at Children's Hospital of Orange County speaking with Chris Link, a postdoctoral fellow in the Pediatric Psychology Department here at CHOC Children's. And today we are talking about children with issues of bedwetting. And one of the first questions I wanted to talk about is, what are the psychological effects of bedwetting on children?
So bedwetting can be a very difficult thing for kids, especially as they grow older and if it continues to be a problem. Some of the effects it can have on kids is lead to decreased self-esteem. They can experience a sense of shame and guilt regarding their bedwetting. Oftentimes, kids who continue to bedwet experience teasing, either from their peers or siblings. And because of, you know, the distress it can cause, they'll also potentially have anxiety surrounding social situations where they may have the bedwetting, specifically like overnight sleeping experiences such as camping, sleepovers with their friends, or having friends come over to their house and stay over. And that can lead to kids not wanting to partake in these really fun social activities, and so then a sense of isolation that comes with that.
Right. So what can parents do to help treat bedwetting with their children?
Mm-hmm. I think if it continues to be an issue, especially, you know, beyond the age of five, the first thing that parents could do is go to the child's pediatrician or medical doctor to rule out any types of medical causes.
Okay.
To make sure that that's not the issue contributing to the bedwetting. After those potential issues have been addressed, ruled out, and treated, some helpful tips for parents is to make sure to limit fluid intake for kids, as they approach bedtime. So a couple hours prior to bedtime, make sure that they're not, drinking any more fluids, and have them, drink the majority of their fluids during the day. Certainly make sure that they try to go to the bathroom before going to bed. It'd be a good idea for them not to have any caffeine intake in the evenings, as, caffeine's a diuretic. Some other things that they can do then, if those things don't work, is, visit with a physician, therapist, or specialist in this issue, and do some other more specific interventions. One type of intervention is a bed alarm or urine alarm, which kind of serves as a moisture-sensitive mechanism that once the child starts to urinate in the middle of the night, and the mechanism becomes moist, it'll alert the child through like a buzzing type sensation that will wake
right.
the child up to then cue them to go to the bathroom. There's been some other things that they can do as well, such as bladder control, retention training, things of that nature. But those are the primary things that parents can start with.
Okay, and what can parents do to maybe help their children cope with bedwetting while it's happening and they're not ready to start solving the problem?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the most important things that parents can do is really understand that the bedwetting is not the child's fault. It's not something they're intentionally doing that's under their own volition. And what they can do in terms of supporting the child is really just reassure them of that fact, that they know it's not their fault, that they know it's difficult for them, but also let them know that, they're going to grow out of it. And additionally, there's things that they can do together to help make it easier for the child and help them grow out of it more quickly. Another thing that parents can do if they know that there's been other family members who have had bedwetting issues or had them when they were younger, which is often common as it tends to kind of run in families,
right.
They can talk to the child about that and let them know, Uncle so-and-so, had this issue too when he was younger, but, he grew out of it. So that can kind of help the child feel more comfortable about the situation, more hopeful about the prognosis, and, less likely, again, to feel guilt or shame or a sense that, there's something wrong with me.
Wonderful. What should parents avoid doing when it comes to children in their bedwetting?
So I think in that same vein of sort of acknowledging that, okay, this isn't my child's fault, it's really important that they don't make the child feel bad about what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shame them. Don't make them feel guilty. Certainly don't punish them. Again, if it's something that the child, can't really control, it you know, responding in that way is not going to be helpful or supportive, and only going to you know, make the child feel worse about the situation, which could potentially exacerbate the problem.
Again, this was Chris Link, a postdoctoral fellow in the pediatric psychology department at Children's Hospital of Orange County. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
You're welcome.